Hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone. Episode 3.
Episode 3.
I cannot wait. This episode is going to be awesome. And if you haven't listened to our two prior episodes.
Go take a listen.
Yes. Take a listen. They're great.
I can't believe we made it this far.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
A lot of setbacks.
Yes. A lot of setbacks.
A lot of setbacks.
But we're here.
We're here. And today's guest.
Yes.
Jesse, are you as excited as I am?
Oh, I am so excited.
Hands down, the coolest person.
Super cool. Very talented.
Oh, God, like no one else.
Yes. Our guest today is Lucia.
Lucia De La Garza. Primarily our friend, one of my very bestest friends.
One of your very close friends.
Here at LOXA. Yeah. One of my first friends when I came to this school and still going strong. But to everyone else, not only is she a fantastic guitarist, but she's actually the guitarist in the band, the Linda Lindas.
Yes.
Which, if you don't know, it's an all teenage girl punk rock group.
You guys should go look them up. They're really,
look
really
up the
amazing.
Linda Lindas. Their music is fantastic. Their showmanship is incredible. And come on, like seeing a group of girls like my age do this and play music and go all over the country doing it, it's so inspiring. And definitely my sister, who's a guitarist, that was definitely inspiring to her. Yes. So anyways, please check out the Linda
Lindas. Yeah, go check them out. Go watch their Tiny Desk concert. It's really good.
I haven't seen it.
Really? I haven't seen it. It's really good. But yeah, they're really talented group. But Lucia is so special. Like, she is the sweetest. We had a really great conversation about literally anything and everything.
Yeah. So we wanted to have her on because she's just fun to talk to.
Yeah, she's a great person to talk to. She's super, super chill. So our conversation went very well. And
so watch till the end.
Watch till the
end. You'll get to see it.
Because we wanted everyone to get the chance to get to know her.
Yeah. So, oh, for sure. She's incredible.
Incredible.
So we need to stop talking about her. Okay. Save that for the interview.
We'll save that for
we
later.
Could talk about her all day. I love her. But let's talk about us and what we did today. How was your day?
My day has been pretty good. I went into the dance studio earlier today.
I saw you there.
Yes. And I practiced.
He's doing some fancy jumps and spins.
I rehearsed for a show later tonight. I just went by myself to practice the choreo because tonight is Freeman and Friends.
Freeman and Friends. Why didn't you tell everyone?
We should have him on the podcast
and talk to him about That's a great idea. So he's our chemistry teacher.
He's our chemistry teacher, but he records a lot of music. Mm-hmm. And he is in a band and they have music that's out on everywhere. And he is a huge, huge advocate for the arts. And what's really special about him is that he always sees every single show. Every single art installation.
He's so supportive.
Like, he goes to every department, everything. He is so supportive and makes everyone feel seen.
Those are the teachers we want here.
Yes. And then he finally gets his own show.
Which he deserves. And he gives all the students like you an opportunity to be in the show.
Yeah, and he likes to highlight students and teachers that go here that are in the academic field, but they are interested in the arts and they have a passion for the arts as well, and they get to be highlighted as well. So that's really special. So I rehearsed a little today for that.
That's
and
great.
Then and then I just had
I
like
will
English
be there.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I'm excited. I went last year and I had a blast, so I asked him if I could be in it this year and he said yes.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay, what's happened for you, Tallulah?
Today, as you know, we were on the phone last night and I was cramming for a Spanish exam.
Yes.
And you were like, girl, shut that book.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So I did. But hey, I guess I studied enough because I felt very confident. Grade has not come out yet, but
that's
we're just going to hope for the best.
That's okay.
And then I had body conditioning.
How did that go? You guys went on like
a
walk.
We went on
a
walk. I don't know why. And then we went to Cafe 47 and everyone got food.
I love that.
I did not.
Yeah, it's really nice out today.
It's like summer, spring.
Yeah, it's like finally feeling like Los Angeles again.
It is.
I know.
So California.
It's so like I
love it.
I'm wearing shorts today. Like I didn't get the memo
this spring. Well, it's because I live by the beach.
Oh,
so
that's true.
It's whatever, like
it's a little colder.
They say like June gloom, but it's not at all June. Anyways, yeah. It's like always like June. I walked out, we were in a cloud. Okay, you're singing. That takes us to song of the day.
Yes. Yes.
What's your song of the day?
Okay, so my song of the day today, it is Should've Known Better. By Sufjan Stevens.
When I think of Should I Know Better, I only think of JoJo Siwa and that new...
What?
I should have known better.
Karma? Yeah. It's not Karma.
I know, but that's Sufjan all Stevens. I think about.
Yeah, but have you listened to his album Carrie and Lowell?
No.
Carrie and Lowell. That's what I mean.
Carrie and Lowell?
Lowell. Like
Lowell.
Lowell.
Yeah. Oh, like Goodsell.
Yeah. And so it's a really good album. It's really sad, but
I don't really like sad songs,
but it's like so artistic. It's like so good.
Okay, well, I'll give it a listen. Yeah. And we're making a playlist with all of
yes
the songs
we are the we're going to like put it we're gonna post it on our story today.
Yeah My song of the day is Carole King.
I love her.
I feel the earth move under my feet.
Hey, love that
so
song.
So good, because it came up. I always put, Carole King is just like feel good for me.
Yes.
Especially when I'm having a stressful week, which this week has been just preparing for Pittsburgh. So basically I put my music on Apple Music on, it like curates like Tallulah's radio station.
Oh, yes.
And it comes up with randomness. And yesterday that came on first thing. And so it's been in my head. It's very good and very relaxing.
I love that.
Jazzy.
I love Carole King. She's amazing. She has a musical.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it either. I've heard it's really great, and I know that
heard nothing about it. I only know its existence.
I know that a lot of Summerstock like theaters do it.
Oh.
I feel like. I've never gotten the chance to see it, but I really want to because I love Carole King.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyways, that is just our little opener. We really hope that you enjoy their interview with our dear friend Lucia.
Yes, we will be back after the interview. Hope you enjoy. It's incredible.
Yes. Okay, hello everyone.
Hello.
Hi Lucia.
This
how are
is
you?
Our guest Lucia. Episode 3 guests.
We're gonna be really honest. This is our second take. We just tried to do it and we kinda flopped.
Lucia's poor mic was off.
Yeah.
How horrible would that be?
Whoa, that
would
have been really funny loud. If it just was a whole episode without my mic on.
I know, that would be
we'd have to do a retake.
I know, that would be pretty bad.
That
but,
would be awful.
But it's okay. It's
okay.
On
so
now.
It's episode 3. It's like
it's episode time. 3. Yeah. All of our sensationals, which are that's the name for our fans.
That's yeah, that's our
fan base. Our
fan base sensationals. You know it.
Yeah. Count so we are like beyond excited to have you
we're
as our guest.
We're very excited to have you as
we
our guest.
We love cool. Lucia. Everyone loves Lucia. She's just the best person.
So
at our
so talented.
Girl, I don't talk to people at the school. But I tried.
Well, you know, the first time I talked to you was like at the senior recital, I think.
That was so nice.
Yeah, and like you were really good. You were so good.
Oh my incredible. God. Yeah.
That was such a
that
fun thing.
Song.
That was crazy.
So good.
Thank you.
Yeah, and like I was really happy that, okay, FYI for everyone. Oh, am I in frame?
Yeah, let's all.
FYI for everyone. Mm-hmm. Lucia is in the music department here.
Yes.
And we're all in the music department.
Yeah.
And
Yes. Speaking of this, you know how they sent a Google form asking what department you're in for your tassel for your cap?
Yeah.
Wait, for graduation.
Did you do what music?
I did music.
You did music?
Wait, what color
I did
music.
Is music?
We're green.
I think it's pink.
Oh. No, we're green.
Pink, green, pink, green.
Oh,
pink,
I'm a witch and I'm a witch. Alphaba, Glinda.
Stop.
But which is which? Okay. Pink goes good
we
with green.
We were roommates.
Yeah.
Okay.
sorry. What was I saying?
Well,
I forgot.
We were talking about how I'm in music.
Yes. So we're in music
I'm
together.
I'm in music and I'm in music.
Yeah. So
Josh
we're
in music?
We're
Hi,
yes.
Josh.
So we're
Josh
in,
will be a guest.
Yeah, we should have him on the pod. Definitely. So we're all in music and we have a new arts chair and he's like really doing a lot for us. Like we finally have a senior recital that we do now, and like we hadn't had that before till this year. We were kind of the guinea pigs for it, though.
No, like, you guys did great. So I went to go see it.
Yeah,
to
what
see
were your thoughts?
You two, like, primarily.
As far as performances at the school go, it went pretty smoothly.
Yes.
It just, like, was...
Last minute,
for sure.
Yeah. I thought it was fantastic.
I feel
fantastic.
Like it was just, like, a fun... Like, no one, like, felt super great about their performance, yeah. I feel like. But I feel like everyone just, like, had a good time doing
all
it.
You
know what I mean?
Love.
All you need is love.
And then he...
That's literally...
Remember when you sang it at the
wrong
part?
Oh, I know. Whoops. Yeah.
I have no idea.
I messed up.
I have a video.
Yeah. They cut it out. Did you see that, like, Loxa official, like, posted, like, us, like, singing it? They literally cut it off right before I messed up.
But and then okay. the slide after that was me and Jade making a heart.
Yeah, cute.
I love you and Jade.
Yeah,
Jade and I love you.
You're some of my favorite people here at Loxa.
Stop. You are my favorite person here at Loxa.
That's a lot.
Okay, so we have our first little question for you, Lucia.
Question.
So, in our last episode, we were talking a lot about Disneyland, and yeah, and
okay.
As like
listen as, to the last episode
yes,
if you haven't.
Yes, listen to the last episode if you haven't.
Listen
we had a great interview. Thank you. So yeah, we love Disneyland, so and so we just wanted to know, like, what do you feel about Disneyland? Like, what's your go-to Disneyland day?
I can tell you about this. So first of all, I feel like I'm a little bit bossy at Disneyland.
Me
just because I am so determined to get everything in. I want to make sure we got all the rides in. That's why I'm all day.
Yeah, okay.
Well. Every Disney trip
are
needs
you,
someone
Disney
like
are this. You like rope drop like type of person, or like will you show up a little later?
Wait, what does that mean?
Like when you get like, there, like, when the rope drops.
Oh, I mean, I try.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
I don't like drive or anything, so
yeah.
It's not always like up to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the goal is to be there.
But like, if I do get there, I'm happy about
yeah.
being there.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
I just feel like I know it pretty well for someone that like didn't go there for a while, and now that
yeah.
I know it, like, it's not like something I need to be like super proud of. I feel like, but it's so useful that I'm like I'm gonna like.
Yeah.
Use my knowledge.
Oh, I am so proud of my knowledge. It's womp womp. It's like the proudest thing I'm proud about. We're
yeah.
gonna adjust that.
Yeah.
We got a little
yeah,
too
we were,
excited.
Sorry, we got really
I know,
excited.
It's Disneyland.
Yeah.
It's Disneyland.
I love Disneyland so much. What is like your first ride of the day? Like, if you get to pick, like, what would you pick?
Okay.
First ride and last ride of the day.
First ride, probably something like, that's a hard one, because like there's so many rides at Disneyland that are like nighttime rides, like
yeah.
you have to ride them
of course.
In the night.
Okay.
Like what would you classify?
Like Matterhorn and Big Thunder Mountain and Teacups are like some like nighttime rides.
Okay.
Cause like
do you disagree?
I kind of disagree.
I totally agree with that,
you have,
by
like,
the way.
The outside atmosphere.
Okay.
Like, you know, teacups, you have like the lanterns.
Yeah.
That must be a nighttime.
You want to do that in the nighttime.
Okay.
You want to do.
Why Matterhorn? That's my first ride. Oh, wait, I'm being
what
judged.
A low way to start your day.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
Wait, I'm being judged. That's my first
I mean,
ride
okay.
of the
You're
day.
Like, oh, I get it.
She's getting a call.
I'm putting
Miss
it away.
Very popular. Yeah. That's my first ride of the day.
Yeah,
okay,
so
okay.
That's messed
it,
up.
But like,
twisted.
It's
psychotic.
So like, it's so like jerky that it's like.
It's
you,
not fun anymore.
That...
It's like you go to the chiropractor.
I love the chiropractor.
But like a bad chiropractor.
Okay, but like.
Like one star.
I enjoy it. I'm like. Like
okay,
on the ride.
The left track is so much better than the right track.
I agree.
Tomorrowland
yeah.
side for the win.
Yeah.
Always.
I have a good time. I like it because it's right there. It's right there, and there's
no,
usually not.
Not
a line.
No, it's not.
Okay,
yes, it
I
is.
Get where you're coming from.
Okay, sorry.
But
sorry,
I don't
yeah.
think I have, like, one that I would... It's just, like, whatever the shortest line... I mean,
okay.
at the beginning of the day, it's kind of nice to get, like, Star Wars out of the way, because
okay.
then you just, like, get that
yeah.
done.
I'm trying to think when we went. What was the first ride
we did?
Star Wars?
We did Star Wars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Because that's usually my go-to.
This is the more important question, the last one of the day.
Yes.
That's very important to me.
I do Space Mountain last.
Okay, that's a good last
that's
one.
That's my favorite
That's my favorite
yeah.
one.
My last one is the Mickey Runaway Railroad. Because listen, I know it's like
he's like nothing can stop me park, now.
Then you have to like walk all the way back.
Yeah,
at the
but
end.
The thing is, but then you get to walk through but Disneyland
it's
again. Land. The last time.
It's just there.
But also the thing is that like I want to be like I want to be reminded why I'm here. Oh. You know, like I want to be reminded like who's the boss.
That was our last. That was our last ride.
Yeah, that was our last ride.
Yeah, that was like great.
So you're like symbolically like
yes. I'm like
that's classic Disney.
Yeah, because like, you're at the Mouse House. Like why literally, not like
literally.
Why not say au revoir goodbye to the mouse?
Mm-hmm. You know, like that's the best. Ends with fireworks show in the ride.
Yes, it ends with the fire. So if you miss fireworks,
I see.
Okay. Yeah, so that makes a lot of sense.
No, I love this. I love this, actually.
What is your last ride?
Me? Oh, I don't have an agenda. I just
do
whatever.
You don't have an agenda?
Last time, it was Big Thunder Mountain twice in a row. Because my grandma's boyfriend's grandson was working the line.
Okay.
So I saw him. He didn't know who I was. I had to tell him who I was. And I was like, hey, can you get us on again? And he was like, oh, yeah.
Okay.
And then we went on.
That's so fun.
Again. And I love Big Thunder Mountain.
Back when Splash Mountain was a thing, that would be my last ride.
Oh, well, now it's better.
But now
it's better. I went on Tiana's, by the way. I just went. And it was fabulous. I got soaked.
Yeah, no.
I got soaked.
It's absolutely, yeah.
Okay. I want to go. I haven't gone on it yet.
It's okay. We're going.
Do you have a least favorite ride at Disney?
She's getting a call again.
Oh, my gosh. Popular. Oh, wait. That's, like, kind of hard. No, I would say like my least favorite. Oh, like probably. Okay, you go first. Let me think.
Pinocchio.
Okay,
that's a good one. Yeah. Well,
what is that?
Oh, I know my least favorite.
Yeah.
Finding Nemo.
Oh, that's sweet. I mean, it's not great, but
objectively,
it's sweet.
Finding Nemo is the scariest ride at Disney. Okay,
real. That is so real. It's like claustrophobic, and then it gets dark, and the angler fish
and it smells weird.
No, yeah, like I'm not scared of it, but it's definitely the scariest ride there.
Yeah,
that's so real.
I always skip it. I didn't skip it
last time because my cousins really like it. It's okay. I had fun with you guys. If you're listening.
Okay. Yeah. I don't get it. What is your least favorite?
I actually think Pinocchio is better than Snow White is, but I also just don't like Star Tours. I don't ever do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that one's kind of boring.
I like it.
Okay. We're not going to yuck your yum.
Thank you.
But I went on it recently and they like update it. Like there's like because like I didn't go on it for like the longest time and I went on it recently and it's like new and they have the new characters and stuff which is very interesting to me because I wasn't
they have many different like movie clips that they play.
Okay, yeah. I'm not a big Star Wars person, so
yeah. So
I'd like
you're offended.
Like I never got into it.
I didn't get into it. I'm just like into the rides. Those are awesome.
Okay. Epic. Yeah. I did watch, what is that? The Mando. What's
Mandalorian.
Mandalorian. Yes, I did watch that.
That was
the,
cute. Yeah,
the one season.
Yeah.
There's like multiple. I just watched one.
Quick, while we're still on Disney, favorite Disney food, and then we'll move on to our different question.
Food. You know that wrap in Star Wars Land? The garden wrap?
I was just talking
That's what
about
she
it.
Mentioned
it was
last
he was
episode.
Like, that sounds gross. Like,
the vegan
like,
one?
Thank you.
Honestly, as far as vegetarian options go at Disneyland, that's probably the best. There's also like a now like a Asian some like noodle thing at the Pizza Planet now that they have.
Okay.
Which is pretty good as far as vegetarian options go.
Okay.
And then all the desserts are great.
So. Yeah.
Obviously. Well,
we know if you want to know what our go-to foods were, listen to the last episode,
but definitely shout out to that Star Wars wrap.
I guess it's like really good.
Well, like it's like weird, but like
it's very strange.
It is.
I guess
I love
we'll have to try it.
It's supposed to be weird at Star Wars.
I know you like the like ticker tail or whatever.
I love the ticker tail and I don't like orange and chocolate, but in that treat, I will eat it.
Yeah. Oh, and talking about sweets, are you sweet or savory?
You have a sweet tooth or a savory tooth?
I do have a sweet tooth because I like to bake. I like to make things. I like to make cookies and cakes and pastries and scones and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But since I have that so much, I do have an appreciation for savory food.
Well said.
Okay. Like, what is like the go-to thing to bake right now?
I it was, I just had like a few like birthdays happen, so that so I was doing cakes for a while. But like,
and usually, you make them so pretty.
Yeah, I like to make cakes, but then usually I like to make cookies and I like bring them to school and stuff. I love cookies. I like
brown butter.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know
it. You know
it. I just like make them. I bring them to school because my mom is like, Lucia, we can't have all these cookies in our house. And I say, okay.
Bring them to school. Well, thank you.
Hand them out. Next time.
Then we can all eat them.
No, I'll find you. Yeah.
Yeah, I've had them. They're pretty good. Yeah.
I love brown butter cookies. They're like the best things ever.
They're the best.
Okay. So we... I'm surprised we didn't start off on this, but
you were just too excited to talk about Disneyland.
Sorry, I was really excited to talk about Disneyland. We have a question that we like to ask all our guests.
Okay,
it is the 8-count question because
like five, six, seven, eight.
You know, so in 8 weeks, 8 months, and 8 years, where do you see yourself? What are you doing?
So like doing in increments. Like
In 8 weeks, I see myself really stressed out, I think.
Oh.
Okay.
Just because of, like, school and, like, APs and stuff.
Yeah.
But also, what, it's February.
Like, April something.
Something right now. April something. Oh, my God.
She's getting calls.
It's from the same person, same three people. I see myself... I think I'm gonna be really happy though, because I'm trying to like just like savor like all this time I have with these people before everyone leaves, because I'm not going to college next year, so I'm kind of like left behind in a way. So I'm just trying to.
I'll be here in LA with you.
No, I know. This is gonna be fun, fun. You know what I mean. It's just like a little bit bittersweet, I would say. And then 8 months. I will be living my life, I think. I think it's time, I think after high school is time to just, you know, find something that I want to do, I guess, I think.
Yeah.
I want to be working with other people on music, especially, because I...
Sounds fabulous.
That is my goal, that is my dream. Mm-hmm. 8 years, I want to have traveled, I think, a lot, and... I'm just going to see Tallulah every single day.
Yes, you are. We asked each other this question, and my answer for 8 years was also travel. So,
Travel
together. Says we're together. Seeing each other every single day.
Yes.
Yeah. That's Where do you want to travel?
Well, I want to go to Australia. I've never been.
What did I say? What did I say? I said I was going to own a farm in Australia on a hill. Listen to episode one.
I think it's just meant to be.
It's just meant to be.
Yeah. With the kangaroos. Mm-hmm. And that one guy that like does like the zoo thing. Do you know who I'm talking about? He's like this one white guy that's idea. He like has crocodiles or something. I don't know.
Like a real guy?
I once housed an alligator.
Never mind.
Cool.
You did?
Yeah, baby.
Where?
His name was Special Ed. In the New Orleans Bayou. I have photos. Paste photo.
Okay.
What?
Cool.
Yeah, so that's great.
Yeah, no,
sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
Other places too.
Yeah.
But that's just somewhere I haven't been that I want to go. So.
Cool.
And you've been to a heck of a lot of places.
I've been
well traveled.
Yeah, for sure. And it seems like a recent development for me having traveled a lot, but it also makes me appreciate home more, I think. I don't know, I guess.
No, that does totally make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what is one hobby interest that like you aren't known for? Like that you like
no one knows. It's like mysterious.
Yeah, it's like mysterious. And secret.
I used to take dance.
You did?
I used to be a dancer.
What styles?
Just mainly ballet and
period.
Yeah. I don't really do that anymore, but I still love it, like in secret, kind of. I I was doing it really seriously.
You made it to point, right?
I was on point for about a year.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. but the pandemic happened and I stopped taking it. Oh my gosh. I've taken a few like adult classes since then, just like okay. with my mom and stuff.
That's yeah. so
fun. But I don't know. I did a little bit of tap and I did a little bit of contemporary. But I feel like I have more control over my body now than I did when I was like 12 or whatever. Yeah. So it's like, I kind of wish that I could do it now so that I could like be you better at it can. Than I was.
Yeah, you still can.
Yeah.
But I don't know. What else? That's something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good one. That's yeah. a good thing.
Yeah. We love dance here.
We love dancing. Yeah.
Okay. And then okay, we were really curious about this. What is your favorite movie and book?
I'm a really indecisive person, but I really love to read also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you guys have favorite movies and books?
My favorite movie is La La Land.
Okay.
Yeah. I love it. It like especially when I'm not in Los Angeles, like when I do like a summer intensive or something, like I'll miss home and I just watch La La Land and I'm like
that's
and then
it.
Like that's and then cute. When I get back I'm like I want to do all the things that make me feel like I'm in La La Land.
I love it. Yeah. During my like pre-moving process to LA
mm-hmm.
as a freshman, I would just listen to Another Day of Sun and be like
yeah
like I'm almost there.
Yeah.
Then I came
Tiana's
here.
Back.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
I don't know. Favorite movie, I guess. My answer when I was little used to be like Mary Poppins.
Right? Oh,
but
yes.
Now I don't know. So
that's okay. Do you have a current favorite movie?
Yeah.
Doesn't like, have to be of like
or like if you were going to watch a movie tonight, like what would you want to watch?
Like High School Musical 2.
Ooh, yeah.
is that the summer one?
Yeah.
That one's so good.
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
I love that one.
Sun's out. School's out. Scream it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's yeah. a good one. Yeah. And then book. I'm not a reader, so.
I don't know. I love to read, but my time has been taken up lately just by Bosco reading homework.
Oh, yeah.
Relatable.
So,
Frankenstein.
Oh, God.
Mary Shelley.
That's a good book, but I don't know. I guess I don't have an answer for
okay.
I always have to like check my phone, but that's like embarrassing, so I don't want to do that.
Check your phone.
Check
go ahead.
Your phone,
I check
girl.
My phone literally every episode, I think.
For what?
Yeah.
Like for information. I don't know. I love to like do a Google or something.
Good. That's great.
Because I like to fact check. Because I feel like sometimes I just like say something and I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But yeah. While you're looking there, yeah. let's like get to our last question, which I think that's is right. like very like the elephant in the room. Like how did you get to Loxa? Like, what was your path to here?
Yeah.
And, like, what do you feel like you've gained out of Loxa? What have you learned from mm-hmm. your experience here? Because, obviously, we're here.
Okay. So, I've been doing music for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I also was really kind of an academic child. Like, I was in, like, these, like, magnet programs and stuff mm. and so it was this weird balance between those two and I wasn't at Loxa for ninth grade. I was at a school in North Hollywood mm. where it was just like a bunch of nerds taking like six AP classes at once.
It's fun.
And that was like fine, but like I wasn't super happy there, and so I was like I may as well try out for Loxa. The thing about Loxa is they don't really tell you what you're getting into when you
yeah.
come here.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think first year here is always the hardest year.
Yeah.
And then after you get over that, then it becomes more of a community. And I don't know. Part of the reason I went to Loxa is because they let me skip school for professional opportunities, actually.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
They don't always let people do that, but you know, so far so good, and I'm graduating, so what are they gonna do about it?
Yeah.
And then I feel like with any school for arts, like, you're not, like, the most valuable that you think you can get is other people that do art, I think.
Mm.
And it's really hard to teach that, you know, an art form.
Totally.
So I think it's really important before coming to Lux to, like, have your own artistic identity in some way before you kind of submerse yourself.
And then you can expand on that.
Then you can expand on that without kind of, like, losing yourself in the process of being taught whatever they're trying to imprint on you.
Well said.
Yeah.
But I do love it here. I'm going to miss it a little bit, but really happy to have found the people, and I think I'll stay with them after.
Yeah.
So awesome.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Did you find your
podcast
book?
Did you find it?
No, we can't torture her like this.
Yes.
No.
Okay. Just to, like, give some context, I read 96 books last year in the year of 2024.
Gosh. That's crazy.
So it's just, like, really.
Jesse could never.
I could literally never.
It's just a little difficult for me to pick one, but I read all types of books, though.
Yeah.
Just to give. That.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's really, really
thank
impressive.
You, Lucia. Like, this has been a joy.
Thank you. This has been so much fun.
Such a fun. And are we still down to get Yogurtland tomorrow?
Of course I'm still down to get Yogurtland tomorrow.
Okay, so we're going to go get Yogurtland tomorrow.
Perfect. Okay, thank you so much, everyone. We're going to now go to our next section. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
We hope you all enjoyed.
Yes. Bye. Goodbye. Wasn't that a great interview?
That was really great.
I absolutely get so much joy out of listening to that and listening to our conversations.
Yeah, me too.
We all should go to Disneyland.
I know. We need to do a Disney trip at some point. That would be so fun.
So share that interview with your friends. Tell them to go watch. Tell them to go listen to Lucia and her fabulous band.
Yes, Linda Lindas.
Yes, moving on. We are just going to have some conversation time.
Yeah, because, like, I feel like we need it.
Okay.
We
need it. Everyone needs it.
Because, okay, here's the thing that not a lot of people know is that Tallulah and I, like, don't get all the opportunity. Like, we're not in, classes really together outside of arts. And, like, when we're in arts, we're so busy that, like, we don't get a lot of chances to talk in person.
Mm-mm.
And like
only FaceTime.
It gets very busy, so we were like, you know what, we're gonna take this time and just do a little chatting about, like, literally anything we wanted to. And what I kind of wanted to bring up was that we are going to prom.
Yes, we are. We're going together,
and we don't
know
what.
It's gonna be so fun.
We literally don't know what we're wearing. What do you want to do, Tallulah, for prom?
So it's on a boat.
Yeah.
In the marina.
Yeah.
Which is good. That's by where I live, and it's Secrets of the Deep, which I'm thinking is, like, anything sea related.
Yeah.
So
under the sea.
Under the sea. Okay. Like mermaids.
Yeah. Okay. Fish, I had a crazy idea.
Pirates.
Yeah. I had a crazy
idea. Were you thinking, like, pirating?
I was like, what if we go pirating?
I kind of love that, like, corset.
Would that be, like, kind of weird?
I don't know. I'm thinking more, like, elegant mermaid.
Okay. Okay.
I feel like that's more prom.
Yeah. I kind of dig that.
Yeah.
But I was like, wouldn't that be funny if we go as, like, either, like, sailors or, like...
sailor would be cute.
Or something
like
that.
Wait, Jesse, hold up. Wait, I kind of like the sailor idea.
Yeah, like you could
nautical?
Look like... yeah, like you could
like
look...
Like stripe, like
yeah,
blue and
like
white.
Like you could look like Pi LaPone as Reno Sweeney in Anything
That's
Goes.
So funny. And you could wear, like, a suit with, like, the ends, like, trimmed with some blue.
Yeah.
Like, what? That's an idea.
That would be kind of cool.
That's a really good idea.
And, like, I could have, like, a, like, tie that, like, is, like... blue and
exactly
white or something.
Exactly.
That would be pretty cool, actually. I kind of like that idea.
That would be like very, like, old-fashioned, like,
yeah,
what's that musical, like, South
and
Pacific?
You know what you should do? You should get, like, a clutch that looks like a life preserver. Yeah,
that'd be very comical.
That would, like, we should take it really campy.
We could. I don't take prom very seriously. Like,
I took, okay, I do take it
seriously. You do?
Like, but also not completely. Should we go for prom royalty? I don't think people would vote for us.
Wait, why are you saying that on the podcast? Of course people would vote for us. You all would. Duh.
Yeah, everyone.
It actually never crossed my mind. That's how much I don't care.
Oh, okay. Okay. So maybe we shouldn't.
I feel like we would. Wait, okay.
I don't know.
Wait, let's think seriously. Because we have a good two shot? Of our friends that we know.
Yeah, two of our friends have are posters
all over the school. In every bathroom
so
stall.
So would it, like, would that be bad? Would it be embarrassing? Know. I don't know if we should do that because I also kind of want them to win. But, like, just for the plot, like, should we?
Like, imagine being prom king and queen.
That would be crazy. Yeah. I don't know. But last year when I went to prom, I went with the other Tallulah.
Yeah,
and
the other Tallulah. Yeah, there are two here.
Hi, Tallulah June. we had, like, we wore flower crowns.
I remember.
And we just, like, were like, beautiful. We are our own royalty. That, like, wasn't, like, what we were. But people were like, why do you have crowns? And it was like, because we wanted to.
That's so sweet. I love that.
Because, like, we wanted to be, like, Greek, like, gods.
What was even
vibes.
The... I didn't follow
it was,
whatever
it was
theme
birth
was.
Of Earth. That was our theme mean? Last year. I have no idea.
I but wore a pink feather, like, poofy dress.
Yeah. What, like, I interpret... Like, what, like, we interpreted, like, the thing was, like, kind of Greek mythology type vibe. So, like, We kind of went, like... more like earthy and like we look like we went like with like a bunch of like whites because like that like Greek mythology like they usually have like linen like where is it called
like
gown
sarong.
like whatever it is or something but like they
the
have
robe.
Yeah like their robe thing so like we were like let's like go with like a white type like a white like base and then like we'll go from there.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think our base, if we're not going for the sailors theme, I think like we should both be wearing some
blue. I'm thinking blue purple for me.
Okay.
And well, I was gonna show you my Pinterest, but it's on my phone and we're recording on my phone. But it's like mermaidy. And then
okay.
I can wear like shell, like jewelry.
Ooh, wait,
which
I kinda like that.
I kind of prefer that. And then like hair, I could wear it like naturally.
Should I wear like a puka shell necklace?
Yeah,
like they
I
did
really
in
like that.
2018.
But it wouldn't give 2018. It would give I'm going as, like, merman prom.
Okay.
I like that
idea,
personally.
That could be the vibe. Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
But I feel like we need, like, something that we both are wearing. So that, like, it's very distinct.
Yeah.
So maybe
we both wear
the puka shell necklace.
Yeah.
Like, we get the same type and we both wear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you want a corsage?
A corsage?
Yeah.
I didn't think about it.
Do you want one?
If it clashes with the outfit, no.
That's what I was thinking. Like.
So no.
What if I just get you like a
no,
like
don't
shell,
get me anything.
A shell like
we'll just both wear shell bracelets.
No, we should do a necklace. That's more nice.
Yeah, we'll both wear
because
a necklace.
Also, I'm not a huge fan of a tie. So
you don't need a tie. I feel like tie's not very mermaid anyways.
Yeah, that's true. But like
it's a theme.
But I was like, maybe if I were I would wear some sort of tie though for the sailor thing.
Yeah.
I think.
But I feel like we're leaning towards mermaid.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Okay. We should move on to our sensational
it's very exciting.
Questions.
We'll give you updates.
Because now it's just like getting like to us ranting about our prom.
But I feel like it's very interesting though.
Which it is.
It's so and like senior
wait,
year like
you know
classic
what?
High
maybe
school.
We'll put on our story when this episode comes out. We'll put on our story, give us some prom like
ideas.
Because we really
photo
need
shoot ideas.
Yeah.
We'll have a big something. Photo shoot.
Yeah.
Big.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on to questions from the sensational.
Going on to sensational questions. So, our first sensational question is,
it's a lot of ums.
I know, that's a lot of ums there. Our first sensational question is, what is your favorite way to express yourself outside of your art?
I feel like art is my form of expression.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does ranting count? That's the way I express myself, by talking. Talk a lot.
That was really loud. I would say our favorite way of expressing ourselves is through our podcast. Outside
of
our art.
Yeah, that's a great... podcasting is an art form.
But it is an art form. That is true. But I don't know. Maybe, I guess, like, my favorite...
Like, your fashion? That's also art.
Yeah.
It's all art.
Yeah, but outside of our art, like what we're doing.
Oh, our art. So it can be another kind of art.
Yeah, it can be another kind of art, I believe.
Podcasting.
Yeah, so podcasting, or maybe like what I wear or something like that, I would say. Or I would say like baking, because like it's like conversational and you can give it to someone or something like that. So I guess that as well.
Yeah, I also love to doodle.
Oh, what do you like to doodle?
Swirls, spirals, circles.
Okay. Like
Zen art.
Okay, I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so our next sensational question is, how was your... Whoa, I can't read. How was your audition process for Loxa?
Oh. So I auditioned for dance.
Yes.
Me and my dance coach back in Napa curated a piece.
Okay.
For me to do, because for the requirements were you come to LA and then you do like a ballet class.
Yeah.
A modern combo, which you learn ahead of time. They send you a video. So I learned that. I just kept going to my normal dance classes to keep up on technique. And then I just kept practicing my solo.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went in and performed it. I took a lot of photos of like me doing dance moves and stuff back during that prep time, and oh my god, it worked. Like all of that training, like leg up to here. Wow. Like
did they ask for like a headshot or for like dance pictures or anything?
No.
Okay.
It was you just show up and then
dance.
You get a number, you do a ballet bar class. We did
was it here?
It was at the Loft. Yeah.
Okay.
Modern combo,
okay,
which we learned ahead of time. Maybe this is what got me in, but no one knew that there was a video. I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
I know. So I did it.
There you go.
And I did it good. And it was Horton, and I'd never done that before. Horton is very linear. It's Lester Horton, who danced with the Haley Company, I believe.
Hopefully I'm not sure about that.
Yeah,
I'm not so educated when it comes to that.
Yeah, it's very linear, and it's very like harsh technique. It's like side and down.
Yeah,
I'd never done it before. It was very different from any kind of technique I've ever done. So
yeah.
And then my solo was lyrical, because that's my favorite.
Yeah.
Besides Bollywood dance.
Hey.
I love it. It's so fun. Anyways, lyrical for the win. And then afterwards, I was out of breath and nervous. And then they had me do a little interview.
Nice.
And then I went to Disneyland.
Nice.
You know
it. Typical. Yeah.
Okay, your turn.
I auditioned for vocals and theater.
Oh.
Yes. And so basically, and theater was my first choice.
Okay.
But then during the audition process, I was like, wait, I don't want to do theater at Loxa. So then I didn't go to my theater callback. And here's the big reason on why I didn't go to my theater callback was because, it was back during the COVID times, and they, for some reason, made it so that like you cannot reschedule your, callback for like another time or another day or something. I don't know. They were
and something came up and you couldn't do it.
They scheduled it for when I was on a flight to Hawaii.
And that's so unfair. They wouldn't let you.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm in the air, you guys. So I was just like, but I was like, okay, I guess that's a sign. I'm just gonna go for vocals.
Yeah.
And I did. And there was a pre-screening process, and then there was a live audition.
Mm-hmm.
But because it was Zoom times, we did it over Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
I sang If I Can't Love Her from Beauty and the Beast. And then I think I sang Top of the World from Tuck Everlasting.
I love Tuck Everlasting.
So good. My friend was in the original cast of that.
Really?
Yeah, my friend Marco. Shout out Marco. Hi, Marco. Yeah, he was in the original cast. He was like a little boy in it.
That's
and
so cute. Yeah. It's such a good
musical. He was like he played the son of not Jesse, the other one. Like Jesse's brother.
The older brother's son?
Yeah, the older brother's son.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay, I don't remember the
but,
name.
Yes. But well, anyways. That sounds great. Yeah, well, so I did that. Up. Oh, wait. I wasn't done.
It's 12:19.
Okay. So, okay. Then I'll just wrap it up really quick. Okay. So I did my in-person thing, and then I ended up, like, waiting, and then I found out that I got in, and then they asked me to audition for opera.
Oh.
Yeah, and so then I auditioned for opera because back then when I was a freshman,
you auditioned.
Freshmen were allowed to audition for opera,
and they wanted you to.
But they only let in a few. So when I was a freshman, they only let in three. Oh, freshman. Yeah, that was my process for auditioning for Loxa.
And
you guys should think about auditioning for Loxa next year. Yes. Applications are closed, but they will open up next semester. Anyways, we're very happy that you guys have listened to this episode. And
this was a good one.
This was a good one. Yes. We were really excited to have Lucia on the podcast.
Yes.
And yeah, we hope
so
that...
So honored that she was here and could talk to us. Very honored. And... make sure to tune in because
tune
next
in to
week,
our next week.
We have a very special guest.
A very special guest, a very, very close friend of ours.
Yes.
And that is very going tall. To be a very great conversation. So we hope that you guys enjoy that and you guys enjoyed this. Anyways,
cheers.
Peace out. Thank you for listening.